This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1781. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded July 9th, Angola, Antarctica, Biafra, Brazil, Canada, Cuba, Iceland, Indonesia, Korea North, Madagascar, Mexico, Myanmar, Nigeria, Papua New Guinea, Qatar, Sarawak, UK, USA, Zambia, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Even when there's not much coming in from South America on 60 meters in our evenings around 01UT, I often detect a carrier slightly below 4950, which I believe to be Radio Nacional de Angola. They have a 25 kilowatt transmitter, which is listed as on the air 24 hours. But there seems to be no modulation overnight. If there is, it may be very low modulation. The slight offset in frequency is a signature. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal often hears it earlier. He measured it on 4949.75, June 25th at 1931, when modulation was normal. Wolfgang Büchel in Germany measured it on 4949.735, July 4th at 1945. Carlos Gonçalves tells me he's also picking it up on medium wave, 945 kilohertz, June 25th at 2245, which was toward the end of their hour in English. And the frequencies they announce on shortwave are 7215 and 7245, neither of which have been on the air for many years, as far as we know. Carlos says, I think their HF is dreadful and does not reflect reality. But then who cares, as long as there's oil and diamond profit pouring into certain pockets? In case you weren't able to hear this year's Midwinter Antarctic Special from the BBC World Service, Harald Kuhl in Germany says it's available online, but there were only 15 days left to listen, supposedly, as of July 6th. I don't usually do this on the air, but I'm going to attempt to convey the actual URL for this. I will give the essential alphanumerics at the end of the URL phonetically, but of course you should write them only as lowercase letters and numbers. First, it's www.bbc.co.uk/programmes/papa02 Tango Papa 3 Charlie Victor. At least I think it's a zero instead of an O. It's hard to tell. Via Jose Miguel Romero, we have some interesting press about the revived Radio Biafra, which is an FM station on 104.7. One of them urges Nigerians to ignore it. Another one from DailyTrust.com is headlined, Rebirth of Radio Biafra Sparks Mixed Reactions. It starts out, my name is Nnamdi Kanu, leader of Indigenous Peoples of Biafra, IPB. It's said to originate in London. Armed with what some say is acidic language, the self-acclaimed leader of the hitherto unknown pro-Biafra group talks both facts and fictions, hauling insults upon insults on everything his very wide imagination could reach. He doesn't seem to have any restraints or limits, hence he talks and talks and talks, until his listeners become bored by his sometimes repeated, highly provocative, malicious, and not quite articulated comments. Without mincing words, Kanu tells his listeners that members of his group are freedom fighters who are struggling to emancipate Ngbo Biafrans from bondage. He says without any equivocation that he is sent by God and not by any person. Via Hardcore DX, Daniel Williams in Brazil has received a reply from the engineer at Radiodifusora do Amazonas 4805. He says the reason it's off the air is that the transmitter made in Canada was hit by lightning and they're waiting for a replacement component to arrive. Richard Langley in New Brunswick has heard from a technician at CHU Canada, the time signal station, about the correct powers for their three frequencies. They are 3 kilowatts on 3330 and 14670, and 5 kilowatts on 7850. Some of the anomalies I've noted the past week from Radio Havana, Cuba. 6165 in English in the evenings is rather weak here, strangely enough. It's the one allegedly beamed toward Chicago, while the strongest one for us is 6100 for San Francisco. At times, the one from New York, 6060 after 05 UT in English, is also in English when I tune in before 05, but it's supposed to be in Spanish until that hour. In our mornings around 1330 UT, such as July 2nd, I hear a weak signal from Havana in Spanish on 15010. That's a leapfrog mixing product of some very strong signals, 15730 over 15370, another 360 kHz lower. And I could also barely detect a match on the high side at 16090. Once the China relay frequency 15700 is on the air, often with an open carrier before 14 UT, it can also produce a leapfrog with 15370 on 15040. On July 7th at 0530, I was surprised to hear English from Radio Havana on 11880 with a very good signal. I knew it must have been one of the 6 megahertz transmitters missing, which proved to be 6060. Nothing there. It certainly makes sense in the summer frequency band diversity instead of putting all their English eggs in the 5 and 6 megahertz basket. 9 megahertz would also be good, something that propagation expert Arnie Coro has never figured out. But this is just a Radio Cuba mistake. You see, 11880 is the Havana frequency for Africa at 22 to 24, including English at 23 UT. And you guessed it, oui mes amis, both 11880 and 6060 at midnight 07 are the same transmitter, number 2 at the Bauta site, which may well have stayed on the air ever since midnight UT on that date. And after 06, it would clash with Adventist World Radio Arabic via Austria. 24 hours later, yes, 11880 was gone, and Cuba was back on 6060. Our contributor Jose Miguel Romero in Spain finds a lot of interesting press items, even in English, which we don't get any other way. One of them is about Radio Iceland. No, it's not on shortwave, but if you would like to hear English broadcasts from Iceland, it has been on FM as well as webcast. It seems the station ran out of funds and was about to close until it got a last-minute reprieve from a donor at least for one more month. The FM frequencies in different parts of Iceland are 89.1, 87.7, and 89.9. And the website for webcasts is radioicelandfm.is. Roby Rizzardi in Italy was the one who found that there was a reprieve, according to an exciting message on their Facebook. Ron Howard in California has continued to check for the reactivated RRI Merauke, Indonesia, 3905, which seemingly came back for Ramadan. On July 2nd, it was off the air at several checks between 11:30 and 12:30. But on July 3rd, it was back again, an open carrier at 11:35. But by 13:17, he could hear recitations from the Quran. As of July 3rd, there was still no sign of another Indonesian, which he hoped would come back, RRI Ternate. That's on 3345. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria notes a couple of North Korean frequencies back on the air as of July 7th. Not sure how long they'd been off. These are domestic service relays, 11680, 50 kilowatts non-directional. It's scheduled 22 hours a day, except between 18 and 20. That's KCBS,
and Pyongyang Broadcasting Station on 6400, also 50 kilowatt non-directional. It's on the air 22 hours except from 19 until 21. Ron Howard in California notes another frequency change for Shiokaze, the Japanese service toward North Korea, all about North Korean abductions. On Thursday, July 2nd at 13:33, they were on 6020, but not in English, as usual on Thursdays, instead in Korean. There was no North Korean jamming. However, the next day, July 3rd, Shiokaze was gone, but there was jamming, which now was blocking Vietnam. On July 3rd, the new alternate frequency of 5985 had gone to effect for Shiokaze, heard at 13:39, and that, of course, now clashes with Myanmar, also on 5985. Here's the latest about Madagascar World Voice from Rob Scobie of KNLS via Hans-Jörg Biener. Half a world away from Alaska in the Indian Ocean region, our engineering staff will juggle the tasks of putting our new station on the air while getting KNLS back to its normal 20-hour schedule. From the Indian Ocean facility, listeners in India, South Asia, Africa, and Europe will on most days be able to get a clearer signal. We're hopeful the new station will be on the air by early 2016. As you may recall, it's been delayed and put off year after year after year. This week I've had lots of mostly Mexican medium wave DX, including on 900 kHz, July 2nd at 11:14 UT, an ID for Siempre 88.9 during a national weather summary. This proved to be originating at XHM on 88.9 in Mexico City, but they have a national network of stations relaying them. The one I was hearing was actually in Monterrey, XEOK. And some changes on the medium wave dial in Mexico City. Jose Miguel Romero sends a report from ARVM.mx that the 1260 station is now called La Comadre. It's in the Asir group. It was formerly known apparently just as Radio Asir. They've had the Comadre format in several other markets, and now they've added it to XEL 1260. Furthermore, according to the Argentine group blog, the 1290 station in Mexico City called Radio 13 has announced it is leaving medium wave to migrate to FM. That is XEDA 1290. We wonder if it'll still be known as Radio 13, a slogan which will hardly apply to any FM frequency. However, it seems this happened yet. They have merely announced their intention to move to FM, and in order to do that, they'll have to convince the government to let them find a frequency between the usual 0.8 megahertz separation on the dial, only 0.4 megahertz between two other stations in that very busy market. The story originated with TV Notas. About Myanmar, S. Hasegawa in Japan says that Tazin Radio was heard on 9590, cutting on the air at 0920, and a minority program starting at 927 on July 2nd. Ivo Ivanov says that's probably a replacement for 7345, which has been scheduled at 0930 in Kachin, and three more minority languages until 1330. Then Wolfgang Büschel says listings for the transmitter side of this as Naypyidaw, the alternate capital, are incorrect. He says, in fact, this frequency, among others, comes from Pien U Luin. Ron Howard in California then also heard Myanmar on 9590 from 1219 until off at 1329 with the usual indigenous theme music. However, on 9590, it's now mixing with Tibet. Voice of Nigeria's schedule is ever-changing. I'm hearing it most reliably at 06 UT on 9690 and weaker 7255, but that's in the Hausa language. No more English to be heard on 15120 between 05 and 07. For what it's worth, as of July 9th, Torsten Hamann in Germany sums it up this way. The pattern has changed. Mornings start with 7255 and 9690 at 06 and continue with 7255 only after 07. On evenings, they're on 9690 and 15120 for English until 1930. Then both leave, might be replaced by 7255 for further broadcasts. You're tuned for World of Radio number 1781. Our website brings you much more info, worldofradio.com. No thanks this week for financial support, since no new contributions have yet been received via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com, or by check or money order in U.S. funds to P.O. Box 1684, ENIDOK 73702. The test broadcasts of Nigerian Armed Forces Radio I mentioned last week have continued to be well heard even in North America at 06 to 07 UT on 13775 via France, and not so strong on parallel, usually 11825. Jeff White of RMI, which brokered these tests, says they have been extended until at least July 10th, and they're going to evaluate whether to continue. The hour has been mostly in music, but with some announcements in English and Hausa, giving a long number for texting. They often start out with a song, I Want to Be a Soldier, and the announcement says, Nigerian Armed Forces Radio will bring you news, views, and comment on matters of the moment. But so far, we're not really hearing any news, views, or comments. John Cooper was wondering if Nigerian Armed Forces Radio would QSL. I asked Jeff White, and he says, WRMI will provide QSLs for the Nigerian broadcasts if requested. These would be standard WRMI QSLs with the notation of the relay site, nothing special for these specific programs. I honestly doubt that Manara and Nigerian Armed Forces would QSL, because they probably don't have any notion about this. But if they continue past the initial tests, I will at least broach the subject with them. The sensation this week has been the unexpected sudden appearance of NBC National Radio Papua New Guinea on three new shortwave frequencies. First reported by Seichi Hasegawa in Japan on July 2nd at 10:40 UT on 6075. It soon became clear that this has come on the air because of the 2015 Pacific Games taking place in Port Moresby. On subsequent days, I was also hearing this 6075 broadcast around 13 UT, and even better on 12025 before and after 05 UT. The official word from NBC, as several have found out, is that these are relays via Brandon, Australia. That's the site Radio Australia used to use in Queensland for Papua New Guinea with lower-powered only 10-kilowatt transmitters. However, the signals on 12025 and 6075 sound to us and other monitors like they must be 100-kilowatt transmitters, which means some of the idle units at Shepparton are being used, at least on some of these Papua New Guinea relay frequencies. That, however, is yet to be confirmed by any official source. Maybe they don't even know the true site at NBC. The approximate schedules, anyway, are 19 to 22 and 10 to 14 UT on 6075, 22 to 10 on 9860, and 12025. The lower two frequencies are aimed toward Papua New Guinea, but 12025 is supposedly on an 80-degree azimuth out to other Pacific islands, which also explains why it's so well heard in North America. So this is really a 24-hour service, although the actual games to be broadcast are only a few hours a day. They usually seem to be in progress around 06 UT, which is 4 p.m. local time. By the way, official info keeps referring to the transmitter site as Townsville, which is the large city near the much smaller Brandon, which is how we've always known it when it was Relaying Radio Australia. The games only run through July 18th, so we'll see if these broadcasts continue. Dan Ferguson says they've actually been registered with HFCC through the end of the A15 season in October. Of course, not all of this is in English. They may slip into Tok Pisin, which sounds sort of like English and has English words in it, but difficult for us to understand, even more so than the regular English with an accent. Bolstering my strong suspicion that 12025 is really 100 kilowatts from Shepparton was this observation. July 8th at 0557, I was finally able to hear the other frequency, which hadn't been coming in much, 9860, and on two receivers, I found that 9860 was a split second, or about one word, behind 12025. That is a satellite delay, just what you would expect comparing Shepparton Direct to a relay from Brandon. By the way, the HFCC registrations show a couple of alternate frequencies not yet in use, 5995 or 9660. Listen, between 09 and 10 UT, here's an opportunity to compare the signal strength between what is certainly Shepparton Radio Australia on 12085, also beamed toward us, and 12025, the PNG relay. Last week I mentioned that the Al Jazeera relay in Arabic on shortwave 5940 had stopped, but by July 5th it was back on a different schedule, according to Ivo Ivanov. Audio of Al Jazeera TV from July 5th, heard at 12 to 14 on 11835 via the UAE, and at 18 to 1930 on 17680 via Wolverton, UK. By Ludwig in Germany comments concerning the current shortwave relays, I wonder what those who book them are thinking. New times and frequencies every few days are certainly no suitable approach to gain an audience, which one ever it may be. Are they testing just for the sake of testing? Ivo Ivanov adds that the official schedule I just quoted is for Sunday through Thursday only. This is not on the air on Fridays and Saturdays. And more about the reactivated radio-free Sarawak I mentioned last week on 15425 at 10:30 to 12 UT. Ron Howard in California observes that this is not on the air on weekends. It's Monday through Friday only. The prom concert season is about to start. We can hear them all via webcast on BBC Radio 3. But more good news via Rich Cuff. BBC proms are returning to the BBC World Service. Six programs at least, showcasing some of the most memorable moments. They will start in mid-August and air for 6 weeks. No precise times yet given. On shortwave programs, John Filiozzi comments, I've noticed a gradual and decided uptick in the diversity and quality of World Service programming over the last half year or so. The ad nauseum recycling of the same stale news content has been replaced by informed conversation and expert analysis, and the range of program topics and documentary offerings has increased markedly as well. Whereas I had got to the point of turning off World Service after a quarter hour or so, I now find myself listening for longer periods. On the other hand, it was announced on July 2nd that the BBC will be cutting more than 1,000 jobs due to a budget shortfall, and apparently people spending less time watching and listening to BBC. There have been many, many press reports about this and speculation about the impact it will have at all levels of the BBC. Remember that summertime sporadic e-openings also affect the 11-meter band, even if they don't reach television. Harold Froge in Michigan reports once again on the studio relay in Denver, Colorado, on 25950 narrowband FM. He heard it July 4th around 20 UT. identifying as Denver 95.7, The Party, Denver's hit music station. This is KPTT, so apparently it's no longer relaying 93.3 KTCL in Wheat Ridge. I assume these two stations are under the same ownership, as well as KOA 850, which was the original audio relayed on 25950. The call sign of this transmitter is Kilo Bravo Niner Niner 6 Niner 6. 600 kilohertz here is normally a toss-up between WMT in Iowa and KTBB in Texas. However, July 6th at 0450 UT, I was surprised to hear country music and soon an ID as Classic Country KSJB. And then a fuller ID a few minutes later, which said now with improved signal and sound quality covering 25,400 miles. KSJB is in Jamestown, North Dakota. 25,400 miles would be a neat trick about the circumference of the Earth. It probably meant square miles, which would mean a radius of about 90 miles. But what about this improved coverage? It seems they had been operating on much reduced power for a few months. In fact, around 200 watts, according to info from the FCC, as they were replacing their antenna equipment. Paul Walker replied that KSJB has been back at full power since last November, according to their Facebook. If so, I wonder why I'm only hearing them now. And in fact, 24 hours later, they were again not being heard on 600. Via NRC AM, Pete Taylor then contacted the GM of KSJB, Rick Pfeiffer, who said the old array was 68 years old, subjected to a lot of abuse in our high wind state and swampy environment. The old setup was still using open air feed line. I had a structural analysis done, and it was not good. There was also evidence the wind charger towers were poorly fabricated to begin with, and prior owners over the decades had overstressed them and done everything cheap instead of good. We rebuilt the whole thing. Towers, ground radials, coax, went with LED lights and white day red night light system that eliminates tower painting. Around New York, keep an ear on 1700 kilohertz. Artie Bigley forwards news that WRCR is finally supposed to start using that frequency on Monday, July 13th. Regarding last week's report about Voice of Hope Africa testing already from Zambia, it seems the WRTH update jumped the gun just a bit. I asked Ray Robinson about this at KVOH, and he replies as of July 8th. Preparations are well underway in Zambia, but no, we have not yet conducted any on-air tests. I gave a heads up to Mauno at WRTH because we plan to be on the air before the end of the A15 broadcast period. We'll let you know when there is something to be heard. The two frequencies and the possible time span are 6065 from 04 to 22 and 4965 between 17 and 22 UT. Dan Robinson in D.C. says after some days of enjoyable reception of Zanzibar, they were gone again July 8th at 1815. No carrier detected on 11735. The propagation outlook from Boulder, minor storms July 10th and 11th with A and K indices of 25 and 5, then 8 and 3 or 5 and 2 through July 30th. Solar flux rising from 130 July 14th to 18th down to 100 by July 23rd. That's World of Radio 1781. I'm Glenn Hauser.